Hallelujah, good morning, Father God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the blessedness of being included and being drawn into this family and seeing and hearing from you and your will being done in our lives. And it's just so amazing and so beautiful. Thank you. Bless this word again this morning to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Philippians chapter 3.
Guys, it's just such beautiful passages of scripture. You know, Jesus has made us his own. It's so powerful and it's so big and so beautiful. So we'll just go back in verse 13 and then just read it again down to verse 17.
I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. So let all who are fully mature have this same passion. And if anyone is not yet gripped by these desires, God will reveal it to them. And let us all advance together to reach this victory prize, following one path with one passion. My beloved friends, imitate my walk with God and follow all those who walk according to the way of life we modeled before you.
Hallelujah. Isn't it so beautiful? You know, the life Paul modeled is the very life that Jesus demonstrated here for us in obedience to the Father and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And this is the path. This is the way. This is the life, the God quality of life we've been brought into. So it's so beautiful. We see it's with God's strength we trust on. We trust on their leading. We live by faith. It's their faith that we stay in. And so it's just about staying in this mighty relationship, abiding like the vine and the branches. The branches are tapped into the vine, and that's what they're consistent with. They're consistent with the leading, consistent with the teaching, consistent with the love of God. And so abiding in it, we just bear much fruit. God has called us to much. We forget what has lied behind. Why? Because it's been such a blessing. But there's more. The old things have passed away. Behold, all is new. And we press on into the new beauty, the new goodness. The path always goes ahead. Old things have passed away. I quoted that scripture. There's also that beautiful scripture, the best is yet to come. And then the beautiful scripture, the path of the righteous as the sun that rises. The sun of righteousness met us, and now it's just getting brighter and brighter as we partaking of the righteousness of God, the goodness of God. So it's glory to glory on this path. And yeah, so we stay in the path. The righteous live by faith. We stay in the faith as Jesus did, as Paul did, and all the other disciples. That's the road. The righteous live by faith, and the faith is the amazing love of God. That's what we're tapping, and we stay. Nothing can quench that fire. That fire enlightens and motivates us and blesses us, and then blesses those around us as well. Amen.
Amen.